This is Cindy Adams at the Allied Chemical Building right here at Times Square where it's all happening. And we're in the countdown now for 1972. All over the land, people are having a ball. That is, all over the land they're having a ball except right here. Here at the Allied Chemical Building on the 23rd floor, the only ball a handful of men are having is 6 feet in diameter. It's an illuminated one and it's about to come down in about 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes. This is the nation's best-known New Year's Eve event. It takes place as usual right here in Times Square. The traditional ball-lowering ceremony has continued ever since 1904-1905, except for the 2 years when there was a blackout during 1942 and 1943. The crowd doesn't seem to diminish. Every year they say it's roughly 250,000, 300,000. Tonight it seems to be enormous, perhaps even more than that. The square is black with people. They are running up to the Times Square area. They're all rushing up. Some of them don't even have coats on or hats, but they do have party hats, they do have favors, they do have horns, and they're all yelling and screaming. But the crowd, although they seem to be carrying banners down a ways, they're very friendly, and there's an air of camaraderie. Everybody seems to be kind of happy and looking forward expectantly to what the new year should bring. There are throngs of people gathered here, staring straight up at the famous symbol, which is aluminum. It weighs 100 pounds and it's studded with, give or take a few, about 180 30-watt bulbs. It's raised to the top of a 100-foot flagpole. It was raised at 6 o'clock, and it took 18 hours to install, but it's going to come down in exactly 60 seconds. It's on a hand-operated rope and pulley, and it will begin at 11:59 on the nose. This ceremony began when the New York Times opened its then brand new Times Building. It was to commemorate New Year's Eve that the Times Building, at that time it was called the Times Building, sent out rockets. People didn't have skyscrapers crowding the area, so they could see the rocket blasts from all over, for blocks and blocks down, and they started to mass here. That's what started the famous New Year's Eve event of people coming from all over to watch this ball lowering. It hasn't stopped in all of these 67 years. Pedestrians have been massing here since 9 o'clock this evening, but the police even seem to be happy. For the first time in a long time, I see smiling New York police. They're not doing anything. They're waving at the crowd. Everybody here seems to be quite orderly. The triangle right in front of us is crowded with everybody staring straight up. There are hundreds of thousands of people watching to see the numerals change on the top from 1971 to 1972 and watching for the ball. If anything, the crowd seems to be growing in the past couple of years. In 1940, it was a balmy 33 degrees at midnight, almost like what it is now, and there were 1 million revelers at that time. I don't think we have 1 million on the scene now, but that night there were 1 million revelers and 2,000 policemen jammed up against those 1 million revelers, and one man complained that he was bitten by a horse that night, and a good time was had by all. 1942, the Director of Civilian Defense, Mayor LaGuardia, banned all noisemakers, and Times Square was partitioned into 17 air raid sectors. That was the only time that we did not have a large crowd and we did not have the ball lowering. There are a handful of men who are grimly determined that at New Year's minus one, they shall not be found wanting. I asked the chief engineer if anybody really cares whether this ball comes down or not, and he said with horror in his voice, "It has never failed before, ma'am. It had better not fail now. After all, the whole world is watching." And very soon, to describe the scene, we're going to give you Ben Grauer, who's right here on the scene about to tell you what it's like right here at Times Square. Ben, is he ready to tell us what's happening over there? Okay, then I'll keep telling you. You've got boarded storefronts in front. Everything is boarded up so that nothing is happening wrong. People are crowding in and out of Nathan's right here on the corner. They're munching, they're eating, they're waving madly, they're waving all sorts of things. They've got confetti, they've got black balloons. The crowd is roaring. The ball is ready to go down.
Out of 82 feet.
There it is.
Slowly it moves down, and in 30 seconds it will be down to the bottom of the tower, and that means the new year has arrived here in this, which is the focus of the world, it seems, at this moment. Someone has just sent off a rocket. Yes, there it goes, shining up into the sky and falling in embers on these kids who care nothing about it at all except to greet that new year, which may mean new hope and promise for all of us. Seconds to go, just a few seconds before the ball hits the bottom, and there's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here it is. 1972. Happy New Year to you all. And some have let out a whole mass of balloons. First time I've seen them. Don't know where they had them hidden, but there's dozens of them, and there go some more Roman candles. Another one zoomed up, arced into the new skies of 1972 here at Times Square, and starts to fall down, and the crowd is yelling and waving signs. A lot of peace signs here. A couple of them make love, not war. All of an expression of the enthusiasm of these youngsters to say goodbye, and I keep emphasizing that it's a young crowd to say goodbye to 1971 and look into 1972. A year in which they probably hope for, as we all do, for peace, and also the very puzzling and exciting and challenging year of the presidency. Peace and presidency, maybe they go together. But they're not thinking anything about that. That's what the enthusiasm is here. And some...
There are so many people here, but they're all very orderly, and they seem to be very, very happy to be here. There's no pushing, there's no shoving, and although we are near the end of our reporting job, nobody seems anxious to go home. They're still crowded here, and little by little, the crowd is starting to disperse, and it's a beautiful new year, and we wish you all the most happiness for the coming year. And I thank you all, and I thank you, Ben, for your reporting job. And now we go to the Rainbow Grill, atop the RCA building here in New York, where Duke Ellington and his orchestra continues NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands. Happy New Year.
Should all acquaint and be forgot and live and die. Take a cup of gladness. Oh.
lost the line.
Somewhere along the line, we lost a year. And I think it was 71. It's 72 in Gotham. And if it's 71 where you are, all you have to do is wait. Because we've got some vintage music here for you. My thanks to Cindy Adams for her magnificent job at Times Square.
Happy New Year.
Welcoming in 1972. And we're here at the Rainbow Grill, we being the National Broadcasting Company and I being Bill Hanrahan, in the company of His Excellency Duke Ellington. A superb band, great crowd of people, everybody having a wonderful time. And the applause alone will tell you. Now I think, in the interest of what little sanity there is left, I'm going to turn the proceedings over to the man who is without peer, sartorially, musically, and yes, vocally. My friend, the piano player, Mr. Ellington.
Ah, thank you, baby. Happy New Year, everybody. It's wonderful. You heard a little bit of last year, maybe, if you were here, and... There's one good thing about this year is that it comes in with everybody realizing, of course, that it is a wonderful year to welcome in. But we really could not have done it had it not been for 1971.
One more time, baby. Just one more time, baby, for my people. One more time, baby. Oh, one more time, baby. Oh, one more time. All my people. One more time, my baby. Hey, let's do it one more time.
Oh, yeah.
One more time, baby.
Uh-huh.
One more time, baby. Good God. One more time. For all the people. All right. Hey, rich and poor. How? Those next door. My name is up. Woo, people.
One more time, baby. Oh, one more time, yeah. Oh, one more time,
baby.
For other people.
Oh,
one more time, yeah. Oh, one more time, yeah. Oh, one more time, for other people. One more time, yeah. Gotta do it one more time, hey, yeah. Gotta do it one more time for the people.
Hey, 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 yeah, yeah. One more time, baby. One more time, baby. One more time for all the people. Yeah.
The rich and the poor.
Rich and the poor.
Those next door.
What we have to say about the Happy New Year. Let's have it one more time. Right now, let's have a little mood indigo. Roop. what they used to be.
Just a reminder now from Daddy NBC that the next stop on NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands will be Chicago for the Ramsey Lewis Trio, bringing in 1972 for everyone in the Central Time Zone. And you know this one, things ain't what they used to be. Once again, your man and mine, Mr. Ellington. my satin doll, and she was never lovelier. Duke Ellington. NBC Radio News next, after which we switch to the London House in Chicago for the great Ramsey Lewis Trio. Reminder, too, that this portion of NBC's New Year's Eve celebration was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. Now, this is Bill Hanrahan wishing everyone a truly prosperous, safe, happy New Year from the Rainbow Grill in New York City and the NBC Radio Network.
NBC Radio News, Bob Kane reporting. The new year of 1972 is arriving in stages in the United States. It has come to the East Coast. 1971 has about half an hour of life left in the nation's midsection and an hour and a half in the mountains of the West. West Coast listeners have 2.5 hours to go before auld lang syne. One of the traditional focal points of New Year's Eve celebrations is New York's Times Square. Thousands jammed the intersections there tonight to watch as the new year was inaugurated with the descent of a big lighted ball from the top of the Allied Chemical Tower. Ben Grauer counted off the seconds.
Seconds to go. Just a few seconds before the ball hits the bottom. And there's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here it is. 1972. Happy New Year to you all.
The world's governments have commemorated the new year, too. Outgoing U.N. Secretary General U Thant issued a message saying, mankind is progressing decisively but too slowly along the path to peace, justice, and development. China's message for 1972 asked the U.S. to get out of Taiwan. And Greek Premier George Papadopoulos, in his New Year's remarks, asked other nations to mind their own business. One highlight of the first day of the new year will be the annual Rose Bowl parade and football game in Pasadena. The Tournament of Roses parade will attract 59 floats this year and 1.5 million spectators. The Saigon Military Command says the enemy troops have violated the New Year's ceasefire 20 times and that 9 South Vietnamese troops were killed and 20 wounded. The Cambodian Command says joint Cambodian-South Vietnamese operations have been launched in what is called the Angel's Wing area of Cambodia in the two provinces that jut into South Vietnam southeast of Phnom Penh. In the air war, U.S. B-52s and other strike planes have flown into Laos and Cambodia to attack enemy supply routes. The largest bomb explosion in over 2 years of violence in Northern Ireland today wrecked a hotel and movie theater in Belfast. More than 20 persons suffered minor injuries, but 300 children attending a movie were evacuated before the blast after an anonymous telephone warning. Author James Stevens, who wrote the tales of Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox, has died in Seattle, Washington. Stevens was 79. He wrote the Paul Bunyan stories while working at a logging camp in Oregon. Virginia Representative Richard Poff, recently considered as a Supreme Court nominee, has announced he will not seek re-election to Congress. There has been speculation Poff may be named to the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Most Frenchmen like the United States. A year-end opinion poll published Friday in Paris shows that Frenchmen regard the U.S. as their country's best friend and privileged ally. In Detroit, last-ditch negotiations have put off a threatened New Year's Eve strike of hotel workers. New York City is faced with the threat of a strike by its 38,000-member Transport Workers Union. Negotiators are working against a 5 a.m. Eastern Time deadline to avert a repetition of a 12-day transit strike in 1966. Labor mediator Vincent McDonnell, at a news conference, was asked what would happen if a settlement were not reached by the 5 a.m. deadline. Newsmen heard this answer.
Well, you see, unfortunately, it may appear to you that I'm attempting to avoid your question. I am not. I am constitutionally constituted to determine to reach a conclusion before the deadline. Having reached such a determination, I don't look ahead to find out what do we do if that isn't done. What we try to do is do that. And if that isn't done at that time, we'll address ourselves to the then existing circumstances.
It was a difficult question to answer. The Hour's top story, a new year of 1972 arrives in stages in the U.S. Bob Kane, NBC News.
Happy New Year, everybody! NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands continues coast to coast. And this is the last stop, Chicago's London House, for the music of Ramsey Lewis and his trio.
Say, Happy New Year to all the fans out there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think I just felt the London House move out in the Chicago River there, Renzi. Great.
Right, we're very happy we have such an enthusiastic crowd here tonight. Next, we'd like to play a medley of two, I think, very appropriate songs, being that everybody here is with the one they love. We'd like to play a medley of two love songs. The first is a ballad called All My Love Belongs to You. And if we can hold the horns and the hats down a minute, it'll be coupled with Charles Stepney's Close Your Eyes and Remember.
Ramsey Lewis from the London House in Chicago on NBC Radio's All-Star Parade of Bands. Thank you. Superstar on the jazz scene, Ramsey Lewis and his trio. Incidentally, in case you just joined us, this is our fourth stop on the NBC All-Star Parade of Bands. Lionel Hampton was heard from the Center Galleria, Worcester, Massachusetts. Ty Oliver from the Riverboat at the Empire State Building in New York, and Duke Ellington from the Rainbow Grill in the RCA Building. And while we're at it, let's remind you that this portion of NBC's New Year's Eve All-Star Parade is being presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. Ramsey, how about stepping over here and introducing the other members of your fabulous group here?
All right, thank you very much. Our percussionist in Chicago is Mr. Morris Jennings. All right. I've got a lot of friends here tonight. Our bassist from Chicago indirectly is Cleveland Eaton, Mr. Cleveland Eaton.
How about a round of applause for Ramsey himself, who I understand hails from these parts.
Thank you very much. Here's a medley of two spirituals. The first, Amazing Grace, coupled with Put Your Hand in the Hand of a Man.
Ramsey Lewis from the London House.
I do believe you're among friends tonight. Maybe some of our listeners don't already know it, but the London House is celebrating its 25th year as the jazz headquarters in Chicago in the Midwest on the site of the old Fort Dearborn, and the natives are certainly happy tonight, that's for sure. Ramsey, this is your 15th appearance, they tell me, here at the London. You must have started at the age of five.
Not quite. Our first appearance was in 1961, and I remember it vividly. I was kind of nervous in those days, but since then we've appeared here 15 times, and I'm very happy to be back this year.
This is your third New Year's Eve, not in a row, but I heard your third. Is that right?
Well, in the 10 years, we've played several New Year's Eve, but this is, I think, the third one in a row.
That's great. From Barbara Carroll to Ramsey Lewis.
Right. You remember those days?
Yeah, why, certainly. I was 5'2". What's next, Ramsey?
Here's a tune made very popular by the Carpenters called We've Only Just Begun.